It's really.
And about how long does it take to cook it?
Well, you does have it, to keep. If it's in a presto. If you don't have a presto, it takes a. I cook mine about an hour until I can take a piece out and.
And it's real tender.
Till it's plum tender. But you can't eat a tough piece. You have to talk where you can take your thumb.
Well, I'm certainly going to try that because I love little.
That sounds like an awful good one. Oh, it's good.
Do you, when you prepare it, is there a skin or something on the, anything on the liver that you have to take off?
No. No, you cook that little outside skin and all. And it tenders too.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I'm going to try some when I get home. My husband's a real... Well, just loves liver.
I do, but I you see, I've got high blood, and I'm not supposed to eat it, but I eat it in here.
But you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm going to die when my time comes.
Well, I don't think that's a sensible attitude, too.
I eat just anything I want, so not eat no salt. And I eat salt just like you. I ain't going to die when my time comes. Getting about that time anyhow.
Well, yeah, I know. You look to me like the kind of person who's lived forever.
Yeah.
Just absolutely indestructible. Let's see. If butter is left out of the refrigerator, it becomes...
It may get rank.
Okay. What do you call milk that's been allowed to thicken?
Well, it's clabbered.
And what kind of cheese is white and it has large curds in it? And sometimes people on diets eat it.
They call it clabber cheese.
Okay. To get the impurities out of milk, the dairyman has to pour it through something. He has to put
a cream separator.
Okay. And then he has to do something else too. That's he pours it through something just to get the big things out of it. You know, like it might have some big impurities in it. He'd put.
Is it a milk purifier?
Well, this particular thing I'm talking about is he. Well, I don't know. I may be wrong about this, but I think that a person will strain milk.
Oh, yeah. Lord, milk is all strained. That's the first thing you do when you get in the house with your milk.
Well, now, what does that do? What does
that perhaps you're milking that cow and a little hair falls off in that cow end there. The cow's tail could do that and maybe knock it. Pinning that in there.
I see, So it gets big things
gets
out like
everything
that.
Out that's not right for you to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's strange.
I thought it was, but I wasn't sure about that. What are some desserts that are made out of apples?
Well, apple sauce and apple butter and you chip up apples and bananas and strawberries and cherries together and put a little sugar. It makes a mighty delicious dessert, apple dessert.
That sounds very good.
Yeah.
Do you ever make pies?
Oh, yes. It makes delicious pies.
Uh-huh. Well,
you fry them or bake them.
Well, how about cobblers? Do you ever make cobblers?
No, I don't make that. I just cook my apples good and tender. Then I sweeten it.
Do you put brown sugar in it or white sugar?
Brown sugar's all right, but I use white sugar altogether mostly.
And you put cinnamon in them?
Yeah, you can if you want to. A lot of people love some a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I put cinnamon or sometimes I don't.
Uh-huh.
Making little pads and fry.
Mm-hmm.
That's apple tarts, you know.
Uh-huh. And or else you can put it in a pie shell?
Put a pie shell and stick it inside the stove.
Uh-huh.
Smear a little butter over the top.
Yeah, I guess that's...
And sprinkle your powdered sugar and stick it inside the stove.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got delicious. And I don't take time cooking nothing.
I know what you mean.
I cook hurry.
The things that people eat are all different kinds of... What?
All different kinds of meats.